I worked as a supervisor for a number of years, and there were certain fellows that when you laid out the day's work for them or asked them to do something, that they would just bellyache and moan and complain and carry on. But they would go out and do the job that you asked and actually do quite well. At the same time, there would be others that would not complain. They wouldn't murmur or talk back. You wouldn't get any pushback from them at all. But you knew if you didn't go check on them that they would probably leave off working and go looking for a gold brick somewhere. Jesus told a story about that. It's found in Matthew, the 21st chapter and the 28th verse. Listen. But what do you think? A certain man had two sons. He came to the first and said, Son, go work today in my vineyard. And he answered and said, I will not. But afterward he repented and went. And he came to the second and said likewise. And he answered and said, Yeah, I go, sir. Yes, sir. And he did not go. Whither of the two did the will of his father? And they said unto him, The first. And Jesus said unto them, Truly I say unto you, that the tax collectors and the prostitutes go into the kingdom of God before you. For John came unto you in the way of righteousness, and you did not believe him. But the tax collectors and the prostitutes believed him. And you, when you had seen it, repented not afterwards, that you might believe him. There are a lot of people who say the right things. They say they are followers of Jesus Christ. But their lives put the lie to their words, because they are not following him. They do not really believe in Jesus because they do not do what he said. Jesus said in the scripture, he said, Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and don't do what I say? And Jesus said, Look, you're the best of the people, but you're not being obedient in your heart to the gospel. People you think are the worst type of people are those who are obedient to the gospel, and those who truly believe, have true faith. These tax collectors and the prostitutes, they are entering the kingdom of God because they believe. God is no respecter of persons, but to the one who will repent, that is to turn from the way they're going to a new way, to the way of Jesus Christ, those who confess, those who receive Jesus, receive grace, to them belong the kingdom of God. Let's pray. Father, thank you for your grace that comes to me. And I pray, O Lord God, that you would give me a backbone to do what I say, not only to say I believe in Jesus, but believe enough to obey and to go wherever he wants me to go and do whatever he wants me to do according to the scriptures. I thank you, O Lord, for that. In Jesus' name, amen.